You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
My answer is that Brooke and Connor butted heads the most, but yeah. Again,
where did you get that from?
That's going to be my answer now.
Anyway. I'm genuinely sweating from that.
There's glistening on your face.
Why? Because you feel like you're wrong?
Yeah, because
because I feel like you're so wrong.
Really? Yeah. I know. I like
you're telling her not to eat.
I know firmly.
All right.
I know.
Remember
firmly.
Earlier that I said I stand with Brooke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You stood with me when I said you shouldn't support all women.
I didn't say
that's
that.
The only thing you've ever stood with.
Again,
me on.
You're putting words in your mouth that is open while you chew.
Easy.
Ooh.
You're so
I said
hot.
I stand
She's
with
gonna
you
punch
because
you in the face.
You said you don't need to support all women.
And then you were the first one to jump up and say I stand with Brooke the first time you've ever stood with me.
Mm-hmm. All right, I stand with you a lot and I sit with you a lot once a week mm-hmm. on this podcast.
Yeah.
And I'll continue to do that. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We are here once again with our friends Jack Martin and Sally Dar Griffin. If you haven't heard last week's episode, Brooke, what should they do?
I would recommend going back and listening to it.
Yeah, no, that like
if you have the chance.
That's brilliant, Brooke.
Thank
oh
you.
Oh my, so go back and listen to it. We did a full rundown of our like the beginning of our time together in the content house that we made, Common Room, how it came to be, whatever. So whatever, et cetera, is what I meant to say.
Yes.
If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it, check it out. But let's get back into it, shall we?
Yes. I think where we left off was Jack was telling us how he got into, you know, an intense fitness schedule in the second or third week of our time together.
Yeah, I was soaking my zero carb cereal milk for days and days.
For days, mm-hmm. with a side of creatine, of course, goes without saying. And then
Meanwhile,
we were looking for something to do as well. So, mm-hmm. and Connor suggested
I created two female Seth Rogans
that we become mm-hmm. stoners.
And thank you. Thank
so that you were saying that the weed didn't have a great effect on you.
No, I was having. I mean, I immediately had a panic attack.
Right.
And I was like, this isn't for me. I probably took. Like, I don't know milligrams or anything, but I probably had like 1/10 of what a normal person would ingest to hell with me.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I
was like, am I going to be here forever?
Thought I was the next greatest comedian.
Yeah. Me as well. Me as well.
And I would write these skits and I was like, these are so, so brilliant. Like submitting this to SNL and then Connor would just be like, oh. Like,
and we actually,
my God,
we have a clip. You? Yeah, no,
yeah.
There was a time when I was like, Brooke, we've lost her. Like, we've lost Brooke.
Well, we would come home and you would just be like locked in your room and I would hear this like high pitched laughter.
Like a hyena
shrieking
I
through
was
the walls.
Racking myself up from, I just thought, I really thought I was like the next greatest thing. And we can show
we
you
have
why.
You have a TikTok that I was like, are you sure you want to post this?
Right. Well, I thought I had a really, really brilliant idea. And just to preface this video.
Oh, my God. This is so great.
So I
was like, how fucking funny would it be if I brought Connor in to show him something and I start playing the cha-cha slide music, but instead of doing the cha-cha slide, I'm going to do Cotton Eye Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is not stuff that this is.
This
no,
is a
this
stuff
is comedy.
Of legend.
This
it's
is
Lorne
comedy
Michaels.
Ascending.
And
like, this
I
want
to say you were right.
Yeah.
This is so funny.
Well, can we watch it?
Yeah,
yeah.
We can watch it.
And if you're on YouTube, you
Dance
can see this clip.
TikTok. Check out my new song.
Just like no breath. Smoker's laugh. I was like excited to see what your
joke
was.
Confused. Check out my new song.
I was like, no, you're done. You're done.
I could not, because I was just excited for what I was excited for what I was about to show him. That's why I couldn't stop laughing.
She can't breathe.
I can't believe I posted that. And no one knew.
I'm like, there's no way.
Doing the Cotton Eye Joe to the Cha-Cha Slide. Hi, and welcome
and
to
that.
I mean, that was.
And then after that, I watched that the next day, and I was like, all right.
By the way,
I'm throwing my weed pen.
That was so good.
I want to flag that has 70,000 likes.
That's crazy.
Maybe I'm on a
It was
after
an
all.
Awesome video.
But anyway, that is what made
you
me throw out.
You should smoke more weed.
I didn't throw out my weed pen, but I definitely.
Well, the issue with us smoking is we would smoke. Mm-hmm. We would have great ideas. And we would.
Then you go to sleep.
No, we weren't really capable of filming them in the moment. Yeah. We tried, but they were always horrible. And then when we would watch it later, it would be like, well,
what?
That just isn't going to
work. Yeah, no, it's not going to work. And what's so funny is that, like, I think, like, no one knew that you were, like, high or whatever and that. But
sure
everyone thought that I was stoned in every one of my videos.
Right.
People are like, you were zonked
and
to the moon.
And it was me
I'm like,
all along.
I know.
Which no one expected.
I have to say, I feel like in that one, people could maybe tell.
I feel like, because that was really my first time smoking ever, and it was just so far from my brand that I don't think anyone even considered it.
Well, what were some of the comments? I remember some of the comments like whoa, what the hell?
You're flopping.
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
People
are like, she's lost.
What's so funny is, like, I think about this content house, and I remember looking at other people that, like Carolyn Rick and that whole group that, like, they were so funny, and they, like, found their brand and their content house, and they grew by millions of followers. And I was like, oh, like, you simply just need to be around other people.
Right.
And it'll work.
My most flopperama era was living in the house.
I know.
We were having too much fun.
We were having such a lot. It was really fun.
We had the time of our lives. You made a good video about Armie Hammer.
Yeah, and that was my first time getting canceled.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, what's funny is, like, we thought that we would grow so much. We grew a little, I guess. But other content
houses... The house got, like, 100K in a month. I feel good about
it. And then it just stopped there.
Well, I think because we had seen, like, other houses do this, and it was just, like... all of these things, but like these other houses, what a lot of people don't know about, these content houses with these teenagers, they're all managed by adults.
Right.
Yeah. They
talent
have someone
managers
telling them, like, make a video.
Who's saying, this is your, you have to do this.
Right.
And granted, none of their things were bits that they're waking up and writing, but we had a very different experience, and we were, like, comparing ourselves to these people that, like, were getting...
And we didn't have anyone holding us accountable besides ourselves, and we weren't really capable.
We couldn't do that at 25.
Well, and also, even though it, like, wasn't that long ago, like, it was kind of like a different time on TikTok.
Right.
Like, now, like, everybody who's doing comedy or anything in entertainment is on TikTok. Like, at this time, it pretty much just was, like, the shirtless dancers.
Yeah. So, to give, like, some context around this is the era, like, this was before Please Don't Destroy got signed to SNL.
Right.
So, like, in my head, I'm like, I didn't know that comedy groups could exist. Like, I didn't, like, what's Neighbor Group?
Good Neighbor.
Like, yeah. I was unaware of them as a group. I know all the individuals, obviously, but, like, I didn't know that comedy groups could, like, prevail. So I was thinking, like, we'll all individually post videos and, like, grow and whatever, but I didn't know that as a group, like, that could be our, like, main thing. And also, at the same time, this is the era when, if you're familiar with TikTok, Bryce Hall's electricity is getting shut off for having parties, massive parties during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we're in this house. We're only seeing each other because it was literally like peak pandemic. Like, people are wearing masks outside to walk their dog.
Restaurants
weren't open.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, like, it was pretty much like I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
every Friday it was just like the four of us just sitting around, like, drinking.
Yeah.
Like, we had nothing to do.
Right.
Just slowly losing.
We would go on walks.
Deteriorating.
It was so overwhelming, even though we had nothing to do.
Yeah,
that was the overwhelming.
It was like paralyzing.
Yeah,
it was paralyzing.
But so, anyways, we're in this Airbnb for what, like, over a month, right? 2 months.
A little over a month, and then we had tried.
Oh, and I would walk. So basically, at the end of our, like, 1 month stint, which was a trial period for us to be like, can we do this? Let's see, like. We had all agreed that, like, if we get a brand deal for the house and we pay our rent, because we were paying for it.
Right.
And it was expensive. If we get a brand deal and we break even, that's a win.
Right.
And I don't think we got a brand deal in the first house.
We didn't.
Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
So we gave it an extended trial period, and we were like, okay, maybe we need to do 1 month. You can't do anything in 30 days.
Right.
Granted, I think we had like 75,000 followers on our joint account at that point.
Right.
And all of our videos were performing.
And
we
had some nibbles.
We had some interest. Yeah, sure. But we...
And we also had gained a lot of followers, or a good amount of followers personally, and followers in TikTok language is the most valuable currency.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we were looking at it as like, okay, like we're getting these numbers, like that's worth it, even if we didn't get a brand deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I basically like talked to the Airbnb person. I was like, we'd really, because it was a family home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can we extend like all the stuff? And they basically like approved it, but I didn't tell the group. And I came into the room and I was like, guys, we have to talk.
No,
like,
you texted us before.
That is the biggest understatement of this century. You send us a text to the group chat saying we need to talk.
Mm-mm.
And he said
house meeting.
House meeting.
Oh,
is the phrase.
Period.
House meeting,
period.
Mm-hmm. The most menacing text I've ever received in my life. Mm-hmm. Like basically sending a 911 text to the group. And he's just, no one even knows where he is. I think you and I were in the house and we were like, where the hell even is Connor?
I was at Blue Bottle.
With me. Yeah, I was with him while this was happening and he still wouldn't tell me.
And we asked
he was like, we'll talk about it when we get back.
Was so scary.
And it was so scary because we all knew this had something to do with if we could stay
Keep
or
in mind,
go.
These are four adults in a content house and everyone's like, this was the scariest moment of my life.
It was. And it was.
It was either going to do two things. It was going to be extended or we were going to be kicked out and we would be, like, Brooke would have to
back to square.
Well,
also, like, for some reason in general in this house, there was a high amount of stress. We all felt like this was a life or death thing.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I think it all kind of, like, hinges on this fact that, like, with TikTok, so much... So you can get an email that changes your life, like just an email that could come at any point of any day. And I kept waiting for that to happen for us to get signed on to something. And like, I was just like, why hasn't it happened yet?
Yeah. Like, why is it
24 days into this project that we're testing? So anyways, we get in there and like I had gotten the message that we got approved to extend and I sit them down. I have a video of it. I don't know where it is, but there it is. I'm like, guys, we got approved to stay, and like they're like, we hate you, we're so mad at you. Like,
yeah, our response was like, fuck you.
Yeah, it was like everyone, like no one was excited. Everyone was like, that's so fucking annoying that you did that. And I was like, that's funny to me. Just like most of my TikToks are funny to me, and they're not very well received either.
Right.
But so I'm gonna fast forward maybe like what 3 days?
3 days.
Yeah.
So we
were
just like hanging out
by noon.
And well, come on. We basically get a DM from the owner of the house who has found our
via Instagram, not on the app.
Yeah.
Right.
Who has found our joint account and has found out that three adult content creators have absolutely exposed his family home and we need to be out by noon. And this is at 7 a.m. I've rolled over in my bed and I'm checking our DMs and I walk into little Brooke's room and I say, hey, Brooke.
And I had two twin beds, and I had just finally pushed them together, which was something I was dreaming about.
I had been
living
out of a suitcase, and I had just unpacked when he had that conversation with us for the first time since we moved in.
We had finally been like, we're home.
Yeah, we had extended for like 2 more months.
And we were like, now we're going to be productive. Like, we feel comfortable. We have a place to stay indefinitely. Like, we are good.
We're going to do this. We're going to blow up. We're going to be signed to SNL by next week. Like, all this stuff. And I'm sleeping in bunk beds, by the way, which I was used to. This is my second house in a row sleeping in bunk beds. Yeah. I like bunk beds. It feels safe in the bottom bunk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eyedrop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I walk into Brooke's room and I go, hey, Brooke, morning. And she goes, Like, hey, I'm like, go ahead and pack your stuff because we're.
Hey, would go ahead, just gather your things.
Go ahead and
mind, just get the fuck out of my house, Brooke.
Go ahead and pack all of your belongings because we're being evicted. And then I go, and she goes, are you serious?
I go, yeah. I thought he was filming again because he had just done that whole bit with making us sweat about if we could stay or not. So I'm like, where's like your phone? Where's your phone? He's filming. Mm-hmm. Like, Jack is going to walk out behind him.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then, after 10 minutes of being like, where's your phone? You're filming. This is a bit.
I go, Brooke, no, you have 3 hours to pack your belongings. We got to go. We got to get out of here.
We also don't have a place to go.
And we also have nowhere to go. Yeah.
So back to HQ.
I'm looking at flights again.
Back to the U-Haul.
Philly.
Not to toot my own horn, but I think I'm like the sole reason that Brooke still lives in Los Angeles.
100%.
Yeah. Like I begged her. I was like, do not buy a flight.
Yeah. And you literally, everybody was coping in a different way. Like you like couldn't pack. You were just like standing there. Yeah. Like,
Jack was just standing there.
I
was like throwing things
hours.
At the wall, looking for flights to Philly. God knows what you were doing.
Well, you know exactly what I was doing. For some reason, when everyone's upset in a very high stress situation, I am over the moon.
And
like,
you're
we
like, let's get a drink.
He I was like, happy.
I was like, guys, why don't we just go to a bar and we'll talk about it? Like, there's no reason to be upset. We're alive. We're well. We're in Hollywood. Meanwhile, like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
But, like, I couldn't be like that in front of you guys because you guys were already suicidal.
You went to a rooftop bar. You were like,
you
I did.
Went and had a drink. Yeah. Because you know what? There's no point in stressing. It's already done. We're going to figure it out. And guess what? We did. We found a new Airbnb. And on paper, it looked great.
We just clicked on the first thing.
We clicked on it. We went over there. We moved.
One of you showed it to me, and I was like, just do it.
In the evening, we moved in, and our stoner landlord did a walkthrough and said, basically, like, I don't really give a shit what you do in here.
You can do anything.
You can do anything you want. And I said, this seems like the place for us.
Well, and the mysterious man who owned the house was like in Bali on some sort of.
It was very.
He came back from Bali at one. Oh no,
some sort of spirit.
Was it
journey.
Him?
Or we'll get
to the Bali.
He also designed the house with his own two hands.
And
and I can only say that house was designed by someone from an architectural standpoint, by someone that
didn't get
was on heavy psychedelics,
LSD.
And we found out that too. Meeting him that he was
on psychedelics.
He was.
And I also feel like it would have been someone who was on monkey bars, hanging upside down, drawing with their non-dominant hand and with their eyes closed on LSD. And just like, they're like, that's, it's perfect.
Can we describe the layout of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it looks like such a big house when you pull up to it. But we got like a long, narrow strip of this house. You walk in, amazing vaulted ceilings, huge cathedral style living room connected to the kitchen. And then you walk direct, like you have to walk through every bedroom to get to each one.
So it was kitchen, bathroom that like guests would use, just like the main bathroom of the house. No door that, like a sliding door that doesn't lock to close the door from the bathroom, to separate the bathroom and the kitchen. And then immediately walking through the bathroom is my room. Again, no doors. Can you guys hear me? Still something just went out. Okay. No sort of lock. So my room just had no.
You were just open to the living room at all times.
No lock. So my room was basically in the kitchen, separated by a bathroom with doors that had no lock.
Anyone who used that bathroom would just be putting on a show.
Putting on a show.
Right. There's nothing like just taking a morning shit and like Jack making a smoothie at the same time.
And, and we'll get into that. So basically, as you walk through, I'm in this back bedroom, and then there was a last bedroom that
You had to walk through my room, and then immediately when walking out of my room, it would be your bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to go through
your bathroom to get to your room. Then you would walk outside, and then Jack lived in a shed.
Yeah,
there was a deck that was never meant to be a deck, and then this small little shed that I lived in.
It was a shed
with, I guess, a closet that like just like there were no lights. Right. There was like a single light bulb hanging from the ceiling. And my clothes, I just like had my suitcase sort of pushed in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
There was like one window that I think had bars on it that where the sunlight would just sort of flow. That was my only light source.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just sort of in there. There was a door that was like barricaded.
Yeah.
That, I don't know where it led. It led to a different
building.
We'll
never know.
It may be a basement.
Yeah.
Someone had for some reason been like, I need to put multiple locks on this door.
You know,
because whatever's behind it is like
looking
dangerous.
Back, I would have rather had that shed that locked.
Oh, and I loved it.
I came to
love the shed.
You pumped out some serious content in that shed.
Yeah, I mean,
that shed was, I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss it, to be honest.
That shed was your hype house.
It was my hype house. Mm-hmm. And there was a great piece of this setup, which was that there was no bathroom in my shed. Can you imagine if there was a bathroom in my shed?
No, that'd be
weird. To use the bathroom, I had to leave my shed, cross the deck,
outside,
go into your bedroom, walk past your bed, and then go to the bathroom, which was inside your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And right.
And there were doors that
adjacent to my room.
Yeah. And there were doors that had slits all through them that didn't really close.
Right.
And then there was a toilet directly facing you.
Where I sleep. So
you
I just
I
just
and
have
watch
to
Kong
crawl
sleep.
Through your bedroom.
I want to flag a visual for everybody. Something that Jack, I know we touched on Jack's morning schedule in the last pod last week, but something missing from Jack's morning schedule is his morning visit to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was
morning deposit.
Well, when your diet is like 80% liquid.
Yeah. Right. So
it doesn't really work well.
Right.
Yeah, well, it comes out as fast as it goes.
And guess what?
Yeah.
I'm very aware of how it comes out because you were making direct, if not direct, it was direct. I'm looking at you. You're just
laying down
through the blinds,
looking up at me.
You're going beast mode in there,
like, erupting.
You are absolutely going ham.
I would genuinely make eye contact with you.
Yeah,
I know.
I was asserting my dominance.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, and trust.
I was marking my territory
and trust.
And trust. It was borderline
Anyways,
romantic.
Yeah. Well, what's missing from that schedule is a 17-minute dumperooski.
Yeah, I
every
mean,
morning
there were marks left on the toilet.
I know
that
I
are still there.
Legend has
so
there
so
yeah, I'm sure they
we
are.
Need to go
There's
back
no
and
way
visit.
They cleaned it. That house has never been cleaned.
So now we're at this place. It's just like not an ideal situation. So naturally,
and I couldn't make a video because my door didn't lock, so that's just
right.
Like
no. Well, and also the
me,
couch
game over.
The couch had this one cushion that was just hard.
Oh, rock hard, rock hard.
It was just like
God.
Rock hard, and that,
hard is like an understatement.
That one cushion, couldn't make a video because that one. I was every time I sat there, just bad mood.
So basically, we were in this place. We're in this new house for, I think, like a month and a half.
We blamed the house on everything.
It was just like it was
the
not,
floor's too sticky to make a video today. Sorry.
It was not conducive
no,
to.
It was
so
horrible.
We just didn't create any more content. But we finally started getting brand deals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We could not film them to save our lives.
Yeah. We started getting brand deals for the house as like a conglomerate.
Right.
As, so like for the four of us. And
and we were don't they know?
I want to be transparent about it.
Can't make videos?
I'm sorry. I just can't stop thinking about like looking at you while taking like a liquid shit.
It's funny you say that because I try my hardest not to think about that experience.
Jack's thinking about it all night.
It was
can't
like,
stop.
It was like intense.
It was like,
mm-hmm. It's like when you experience that with someone, it's like hard to move on.
Right.
Like that'll.
I mean, I'm surprised that that much volume could move like that.
I'm not. Mm.
It's not about this. It's not about the size of the ship. It's about the motion of your anus.
Yeah.
It
bonded us.
Yeah. We finally started getting interest from brands, and I want to be totally transparent because I like when influencers do this. We would get brand deals that would literally break even on us paying rent. So we would get a brand deal from, I think Tampax was our first one.
Yeah.
And we can pull up that TikTok in a second, but I can't remember what the actual dollar amount was, but I think that we were paying each $2,200 a month to live in that second crazy trap house.
It paid our rent.
And it paid exactly like the amount.
Yeah. Call us Tampax House.
Yeah, yeah. Tampax House.
Yeah. Tampax
and cover. So like to give total transparency, like I think they paid us like $6,000 or something to do like one video for $100,000 or something. And then
with that math not adding up.
Oh, it was like $6,400. It paid exactly.
It
like
paid the rent.
Yeah, we broke even.
I remember like siphoning that directly into Venmo and then pushing it out. So that's what we got paid, and then we got.
Well, and then we got a second one.
We got Casper. Yeah, yeah. Casper was our final video we posted on our joint account. Yeah.
Like a goodbye. Our goodbye video is an ad from Casper.
I think probably the only videos we posted in that house.
We're ads.
Yeah, buy everyone, buy our tampons and pillows.
And we never, tampons and pillows go together like white on rice.
No, you don't have to tell me that.
I know.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about periods and tampons in that house.
Yeah, you did.
I also think we should flag the reason, like after being in this house for like a month and a half, whatever, Jack ended up landing an incredible role on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
NBC's La Brea TV show. Jack is an actor. Did you say that already?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Jack is like an officially like IMBD actor. I'm bidibida actor.
I have a video of him finding out that he got the role.
Oh, I cried.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
I was so happy.
I cried too. It was like crazy to watch.
And
it was beautiful.
So at that point, it was like, we're done being a TikTok house.
Well, also, I had to move to Australia to do it.
Right.
Well, I mean, like we still had like a month before you shipped out. but it was like we had
resigned emotionally.
We had like every,
pretending like we already didn't. But
right. Every day it was like a different. We had like 15 going away parties for you. Yeah. Everyone was so excited, and then it was like, oh damn,
right?
What the hell?
What do we do? Right.
What do we do? Jack, like, shipping off
so,
to Australia.
So happy for you, but like, what's happening with my
right.
career?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I was scared.
It was
honestly, it was really scary. Yeah. Yeah. Super happy for you.
Yeah,
sorry.
Of course.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh. Brooke had to find a lead.
Right. Well, I didn't know. I was like, do I just go back home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, well, also, or what?
I feel like we just sort of glazed over our neighbor.
Yeah.
In the second house.
Mm. Right.
Oh.
We were a member of Bachelor Nation.
We were.
Yeah.
For like a month.
Right.
Twice. Oh. Like we're,
oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
Who was?
Well, there.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our neighbor who lived in the back house was on The Bachelor.
Yeah. That was an interesting thing to just be like, oh.
Well, yeah. He had quite the lifestyle. I was really aware of it, mm-hmm. because my shed was adjacent to his shed.
Right.
Mm.
And so I, at like 10 a.m., he would just be blasting like Big Booty Mix.
Right.
I could hear it too, because I was also backed up to his front door.
He would just be throwing parties. It'd be like Tuesday at 10:30, and there'd be like 20 girls just walking into his house.
Yeah.
It would genuinely be like 20 girls walking back there.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good guy.
And they were different every
guy.
Time. It's like, who are these people?
He's a stud. I agree.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah.
No one gets the word out like him.
Yeah.
No one can draw in a crowd quite like him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we're just like four kids, just like,
hey guys.
Well, and sometimes, like, his entourage would find their way into our living room.
And into
my room.
Right.
Right. And of course, into the bathroom. They had to use
directly into your
room. They were always like, ooh, I wonder what's in this door. That would be me sleeping with my ocean sounds at full blast. If you were curious.
That did happen during.
It'd be like 9 p.m. and like five people would walk in, and we were like so new there. I was like, welcome.
Hi.
Right. And for some reason,
they'd be like, is this the bachelor party?
Because like, no.
You have to walk around our house to get back to this guy's house.
Right. So the front door was just always like, for some reason, not locking.
Right.
So, like, of
Nothing
course.
Locked.
And you couldn't find his door. No. So it would just be a girl being like, hey, well.
Are you my mother? It was so. And we were like, welcome. I guess, like, make yourself at home.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say.
You have some cod in
the fridge.
They'd
be holding, like, multiple cases of, like, beer, Truly, or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, at this point in the second house, Jack, once Jack had gotten the role, you had upped your diet game.
Oh, this was my cod era.
Yeah, you had upped your diet game.
The camera adds 10 pounds.
The camera does add 10 pounds. And
you were getting cut. And so walk us through what your trainer had told you your meal plan should be.
And I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that you brought this up.
Of course.
Basically, it was my time to start meal prepping.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't know how to cook. So my trainer, who didn't live in LA, he was just sort of a man that I would occasionally FaceTime.
Zoom with.
That's not a trainer.
I don't know what that counts as.
Yeah, you would do bench presses while a man watched you do it.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Basically, it was, you know, adult content house.
Yeah.
Right.
And he just told me that I could only eat cod, which I don't know. Maybe that was like a thing.
I think
for him.
That's he has a fetish.
He has a fetish
probably.
For cod. Is that is there a cod fetish?
Well, we don't kink shame.
If
on
there
this
is
show,
one, I have might. It.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I would get pounds and pounds of cod, uh-huh.
mm-hmm.
bring them into the house, mm-hmm. and I bought a griddle. Like a countertop griddle.
You also bought a wok, I believe.
I bought a wok.
I still have it in my apartment.
That I never used.
Right. A week before moving to Australia.
I never even like opened it.
No.
All the tabs and plastic were still on it. And I would just put the entire pound of cod, cover it in like some sort of sauce, like soy sauce or something, and just grill it. And I spent like 8 hours a day grilling it.
And I remember I was the only one home and I was at the table with you and you were trying so hard to convince yourself. You were like, yeah, I mean, fish is really just what you marinate in it. So what I'm tasting is really just a combination of all these different flavors. It's soy sauce. It's kind of sweet, and it goes down really nicely. And you would sit there eating it with your fingers, shoving it down your throat, looking, and I would watch just like, oh my God, I think I'm gonna be sick. And you're like, yeah, that is good. That is really really good.
Well, I needed to eat like an egregious amount of cod.
And you couldn't finish it.
I couldn't finish it.
So
I couldn't
choke
it down.
What would you do with the extras?
I would store it. Mm-hmm. And my way of storing it was by putting it in a large gallon plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just have this sopping, wet, thick bag of cod that I would put in the fridge. And mind you, the entire house smelled like wet cod.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wet
yeah.
old
I
cod.
I didn't even. Yeah. I didn't even notice that. Yeah. People would walk in and they would be like, oh my God, oh my was God. Someone murdered?
Yeah. You're right.
You guys bury a body in this house.
Was someone murdered with a fish?
It was
with
pretty foul. Fish. It was pretty foul. And I remember
pretty
like,
foul is like
one
the
day we had a
of the century.
We had a come to Jesus moment where I was just like, we got to throw away the fish. The fish has to not be in the home anymore. And you were even like, yeah, the fish right. got to go. And,
well, what's like, crazy about this is even though it was my idea and I was the one who was doing it, I don't think anyone hated it more than me because I was choking that stuff.
Right.
I mean, I was gagging on
it. You went right. from convincing yourself that it was good to what was the point when you were like, no, I can't convince
I think it was that you were
I
moving
day
to
two,
Australia.
I think day two.
Day two.
Was yeah, yeah was when I locked
I think
in
you looked
that.
At me and you were like, this is actually kind of hard. Huh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I can still sort of like when I think about it, I can like feel the cod like choking yeah. up in my throat yeah. as I tried to like yeah. force it down. Yeah. There was a video that I posted of me walking out of the house
yeah.
and going out to the dumpster holding my cod bag, and there's like liquid dripping out of the mm-hmm. bag. There was just like so much juice in it mm-hmm. that it would seep through the plastic. Mm-hmm. And I went over mm-hmm. to the dumpster and I just threw it. And this like wet cod was sailing through the air. Mm-hmm.
We
just
put
like
it
a
in slow mo.
Bird. We put
slow-mo.
It in slow-mo.
Yeah, it was like the most magnificent, like I can't even describe it. It makes me so sick.
It's fucking gross.
I feel like I'm going to throw up talking
haven't been
about it.
Yeah, let's.
Why not chicken? I literally don't like Sally Dar.
I think it's incredible to take a step back and think about the man that you were FaceTiming.
Yeah, I would text him and I would say, is salmon okay? Like, could I do tuna?
Right,
and he was like, no, it has to be cod.
He was like, also send me a photo of you cooking the cod.
With your shirt off.
Without your
and
shirt off.
You've been corralled into a couple situations like that. And I know that you have quite the presence on more sites than just TikTok and Instagram. Right. You have some other sites that you have quite a large influence on. Speaking of large, let's dive into my favorite one. I think LPS. G?
Don't act like you don't know the name.
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't
know. Looked it up.
It's on your favorite that site.
Yeah, we all know.
I've bookmarked it.
It's crazy that you got those letters right off the top.
So Jack has, at some point, I don't know, through Googling himself or what, found out that he has a large presence on a site called LPSG, Large Penis Support Group.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone has a target demo.
Yeah. And it's really hard having a large penis, so you do need a support group.
It's not your fault.
Yeah. No, all the time. It's hard constantly.
It's constantly hard. Yeah. So what was happening is, this was well before the show or anything, to get verified, you have to have articles about yourself.
Right.
And so I was sitting at home Googling myself.
So wait, mm-hmm. so to give background, to get verified on Instagram or anything, you have to have at least 3 pieces of press, mm-hmm. like press articles online.
Yes.
That mention you.
Right.
By name.
And so I was looking for that.
Naturally.
Right.
And the first result for my name was Large Penis Support Group, and which is, I think, maybe still one of the first results.
Right.
And it's basically...
Can we pull that up on the... I'm just kidding.
yeah, you can pull it up at home.
Oh there
you
it
pulled
is.
It up.
Okay. Oh, LPSG.
Let's see. Good, yeah.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, I mean, it is a gay porn forum, so...
So just
you know, that
flag
is,
that if you're...
I'm,
if
you know, normally there's a banner ad. I've visited this a few times.
My favorite part is if... I don't know if we can go back to LPSG or if we don't want to give it any more airtime, but there's specific asks, like it's a picture of Jack shirtless. Any way we could get any more skin... At all?
Does he have any bulge?
Like
pics?
Any bulge?
People
pics,
want to see the
any,
bulge.
Any feet pics? Like
every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all 3 tear film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Yeah.
What's crazy about that first entry is I've done so many live streams.
Yeah.
I've been shirtless on live one time ever.
Yeah.
And they have 40 pictures.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, screenshot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these
and
are,
then
these...
I made a video about it being like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And they like taunted me. They're in there being like, Jack, we're not going to stop.
Oh my God.
What do you think we're going to do? Stop posting?
It's me that runs this.
I kind of feel like not bitter per se, but I couldn't find myself on LPSG.
Right. Well, we all wish we could be on it.
Do you have shirtless content?
Yeah. No, I've been very mindful about that like since the jump. But I have intentionally posted my feet, and I'm also not on WikiFeet. Jack's on WikiFeet and has five stars.
Right. Well, he's a beautiful boy. You know?
I have nice feet.
Connor, I bet you by next week you'll be on LPSG.
I've publicly... Well,
actually, now that we've talked about
this... You were barefoot around West Hollywood so often that I don't know why you're not.
Flaunting it. He was trying to get on WikiFeet.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a very public ask to be on WikiFeet.
Yes.
And I assure you, these feet are... hot as fuck.
Five star feet.
Right.
You people want to have sex with my feet.
Yeah.
A lot of people
personally,
do.
You're looking at them.
A lot of people do. I haven't heard from them yet, but they're out there.
You know one thing that happened at that second house?
What?
Just the constant construction next door.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that was another reason why we couldn't make videos, is because the audio was horrible, you know? And then, of course, when we left, the house next door was finished.
It was finished.
It was finished. Yeah. Immediately. Beautiful. The next day, construction gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That house we could not have made one video.
No, there was no way.
I did see Will Ferrell at that Blue Bottle with...
Molly Shannon.
Yeah.
And they were discussing a project.
Do you think they live in the new house?
I don't know. I don't know where they live.
Okay, maybe worth asking.
I walked into Blue Bottle after seeing Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon outside, which, by the way, I was on the phone with you, and I was like... I was like, Jack, I gotta go. Because I saw Molly Shannon. I was like, that girl looks like Molly Shannon. And then I like was like, who's she with? And I'm like, that's not Will Ferrell. It's not Will Ferrell. I'm pulling. It's Will Ferrell. I parked so illegally, like in front of
you do that all the time, so that's not
I know. I got a parking ticket this morning. I parked in front of a fire hydrant, in front of like a "we will tow you" sign.
Right.
And I said, I know, it's worth it. Like, I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to say something. I walk right past, didn't say anything. I don't get really starstruck. We see people all the time. And I walk in and I'm like panic ordering. And I'm like, I'll do a baguette. At Blue Bottle, and that's all they gave me, and I sat right behind Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon eating a baguette, and in my head, a whole baguette, I'm just picking at it, kind of just...
Yeah, kind of how, like, Jack ate his cod, just very slowly.
My fingers, finger food. Yeah. Thinking in my stupid, dumb, delusional mind that they would look over and be like, oh...
He's funny.
You're that
not saying a single word. You're the funniest fan.
Me? I'm just eating a baguette at Blue Bottle. Like, I'm just like you, like...
We're just comedy genius.
This is your Wattpad.
In my head, I'm like, they're going to invite me to sit with them.
Yeah.
They didn't. They didn't even look at me. It's okay.
This is his, like, One Direction fan
fiction. Mm-hmm. Right, 100%.
Yeah. Are you on Wattpad? Has anyone written any stories about
this?
Yes.
I hope so.
Oh, what?
Oh, well, that we did collaborate on a little story when we posted on Wattpad about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you read it yet?
No.
Okay. I'll send it to you later.
Yeah. I did.
I wrote a fan fiction.
Yeah, when you were younger.
No, I was too old.
Oh, okay. How old?
In college.
Right.
Is that the same thing as smut?
It was.
I don't really know.
I think smut more so applies to like.
Smut adjacent.
Smut applies more so to like, I think like the books when you're checking out at like Walmart and there's like the funny.
Like naked guy on
the whereas like Wattpad is like, no, I personally do sometimes.
Okay.
But I think smut is more so like binded in a book and Wattpad is strictly online.
But I always thought of smut as just like erotica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, smut can be whatever you want.
Smut is whatever
I'm not gatekeeping smut.
No.
As long as it's bound in Walmart.
Yeah. As long as it's smut, I'm good. I'm good to go. Yeah.
I would classify the Glee fan fiction that I read that was longer than the Harry Potter and Goblet of Fire as smut.
We're just like really brushing off the fact that Brooke said she was too old to be writing fan fiction and you wrote one. What did you write it about?
Yeah, can you tell?
Yes, but I'm not giving you the title. It was, and I wrote it with
Harry
my
Styles?
Friend. No, it was a crime novel about, do you guys watch Criminal Minds?
No.
Dr. Spencer Reed. It's Matthew Gray Gubler.
Yeah.
He was just like the hot FBI agent.
He's perfect.
He's so perfect and so smart and just can't say enough.
You guys have a type.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, we overlap.
And I wrote a lot. Me and my friend co-wrote a piece on him, basically him being your therapist, and then he can't be your therapist anymore because he has feelings for you. Mm-hmm. So it's a conflict of interest.
Oh, that must have been hard.
So yeah, that must have been hard. Then jump 5 years later into the future, you're both on the same force at the FBI.
Wow.
Forbidden love.
What are you supposed to do? That's a conflict of interest in a big way.
That's HR issues.
It's worse.
It's all about, fan fiction is all about the tension, and I had it in two really good parts. Unfortunately, I only released the first chapter.
Can you give us like a line of what Matthew said to you?
No, I can't. Okay. Unfortunately. I can offline that to you. I think I would need to be like heavily drugged to share.
Have you read
share.
It since
I read
it?
I read it recently.
Oh, and what did the writing stand up? Were you proud of it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. There's always
I do like that plot line though of Dr. Spencer Reed being your psychologist and then he's in love with you, so it's a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go your separate ways and then 5 years later you're on the same force.
No, I love that.
I think that is something to work with the way I wrote it. I also had no idea. I didn't do my background research. So in terms of psychology and also sex. So mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, well, we do research. You're doing research right now. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I just remembered some other thing that I used to do when we lived in Common Room 2.0.
What?
Please.
Where you guys said that you didn't know where I was for a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that I would walk to Petco and look at the frogs.
I did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I would do it a lot.
I mean, for 3 months, we were like, we're going to buy a pet frog, and no one ever bought
I know.
One.
Well, there was a name for this frog. You had like a whole backstory.
Shoot, we did.
Yeah.
I forget.
They had like an attachment.
But they didn't have the frogs we wanted.
No. And they didn't have the frogs we wanted, and I was driving and calling every location every day to try to find an applicable frog.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find one, and it was troubling, and it was hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to flag that, because I couldn't figure out where I was for all those hours during the day, and it was because I would walk from Petco to Petco to find a good frog.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we got an email for questions about the Common Room.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I want to like... I almost forgot to talk about it because I think it's important. I think it'll open up a can of worms that we may want to dive into this can of worms.
Yeah, juicy stuff.
We have an email from Emma. Thank you, Emma, for emailing. It's dearbnc@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to hear about the juicy drama that can ensue in a content house. Who butted heads the most? Did y'all fight often? Give the people the juice.
Should we ask everyone who their opinion on the matter?
Let's all go around.
Yeah. Connor, would you like to start?
I don't remember any actual beef, but I could have, because it could have been about me, I guess.
Jack, what do you think?
That's pretty much my take.
Yeah.
I definitely know that people didn't love my smoothie loud shitting.
That was
combo.
No,
well,
what? From
that was
I don't know
part.
I mean I thought maybe you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem was you weren't having any of the smoothie.
That
would have changed.
You could have sucked it out of your bed sheets when you spilled that
you could have sucked it out.
Missed
of there.
Opportunity on my end. I take full responsibility.
It's okay.
Yeah,
you know, bygones
live when you learn.
Who butted heads the most? I mean, Brooke and Connor maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, I do think at one point this podcast was about to be named Brooke versus Connor.
I remember being
I believe
upset.
It was.
Yeah, and that makes sense. All out of love.
True.
All out of love.
Well, I think we fought so much because we were close.
Right, of course.
Not so much. We didn't fight so much, but I remember the two times. The first time was the chewing.
Yeah, the chewing is...
When Connor...
Which you've gotten really good about that.
No, I haven't.
Oh, never mind.
He hasn't.
Okay.
I think I forgot about worse. This.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, that's
what
awesome.
Was,
yeah.
What was the chewing?
He told me, he looked at me, I was eating in the kitchen, and he looks at me and goes, really?
Well, I was sending emails and she was just kind of munching away at God knows what.
Yeah, and then he told me if eating. I wanted to chew like that, which was just, again, chewing into my food, to go into my room.
No, I didn't tell you to go into your room.
Yes, you did.
Brooke, you can live in this reality that you made up yourself, but
you
that's
told
not
me
true.
To not do it in the shared space, which was the kitchen.
In his defense, your bedroom was basically in the kitchen, so it was the same thing.
No, this was the first house.
Oh, right.
This
well, I mean, no, be in private if you're going to munch like that.
You stormed off, and you've talked about this too. You stormed off because you were upset, and I said, I just wouldn't want you to go out and do that with anyone else besides me.
I wouldn't want anyone else to watch and hear you eat.
No, I mean, if you say
are
you're
you
on,
yeah, or I don't know if we're...
I'm saying, And this isn't specifically
I'm
about
here,
you.
I hear that again, and I'm like, yeah, that's still
okay.
Not,
well, I have misophonia, so you're right. Absolutely being phobia, you're being ableist. You're being ableist. This is a
I have feelings.
Okay, well, come on, we're not going to see eye to eye. If someone is chewing, not you specifically, out loud with their mouth open.
And my mouth wasn't open. Anyway, you guys can see
her mouth wasn't open, and I'm a huge fat liar.
Next episode, Brooke.
You're accusing.
Next episode, we should just get Brooke to eat on camera.
Yeah.
I think when they asked this question, they were picturing settled beef. And this is not settled beef.
Oh, okay. We did open up a can of spicy hot worms.
This is more active than ever.
That was the point.
Yeah.
You guys are so heated about the munchies.
That one's still wrong.
My answer is that Brooke and Connor butted heads the most. But again,
where did you get that from?
That's going to be my answer now.
Brooke, I'm genuinely sweating from that.
There's glistening on your face.
Why? Because you feel like you're wrong?
Yeah, because you're.
Because I feel like you're so wrong.
Really? Yeah. I know. I like.
You're telling her not to eat.
I know firmly.
All right.
I know.
Remember
firmly.
Earlier that I said I stand with Brooke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You stood with me when I said you shouldn't support all women.
I didn't say
that. That's the only thing you've ever stood with.
Again,
me on.
You're putting words in your mouth that is open while you chew.
Easy.
Ooh.
You're.
I said I stand
She's
with you
punch
because
you in the face.
You said you don't need to support all women.
And then you were the first one to jump up and say, I stand with Brooke the first time you've ever stood with me.
Mm-hmm. All right. I stand with you a lot. And I sit with you a lot once a week mm-hmm. on this podcast. Yeah. And I'll continue to do that. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Anyway, there was you can email dearbnc@gmail.com. Who do you think is right in the chewing situation?
Yeah, I would like to.
You guys had a second beef that you did.
Yeah.
This was when I stayed at your house for a bit because when the door didn't lock and Connor came in at like 7 a.m. was like, let's go. Let's get up. And I was like, no, I want to sleep. And that wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brooke did take a little
hiatus.
A hiatus from the content house and was just like, I cannot be around those men. And so
Jack and I had a night mm-hmm. and then woke up and like
they had
I was
a night
just...
and remember my room's in the kitchen and it doesn't lock, so that means I'm blasting my ocean sounds and it's still not loud enough to curb the people outside of my room and also the people that were coming into my room saying, oh god, sorry, I didn't know anyone was in here.
Okay, well, devil's advocate,
yeah, please,
you could have gotten a speaker for your ocean sounds.
That's so true, Jack.
Yeah, I was doing my ocean sounds myself. I was lying there still,
well, guess who that's not gonna stop.
You?
The Jenal brothers. They wanted to see your
the Jenal brothers
sweet...
and Bachelor Nation needed to be in.
Bachelor Nation wanted to see you, bro.
Bachelor Nation.
So anyway, I'm up till 4 a.m. They're having like a little rendezvous outside of my door. I say, whatever, boys will be boys. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything like whatever. I don't want to be the bitch roommate. And then I wake up. I finally fall asleep at like 5:30. I had been in bed since 12 p.m. PST. Mm-hmm. Trying. AST. No.
AST. Brooke has been asleep since 12 p.m. Atlantic Ocean Standard Time on the East Coast.
Finally go to bed at 5:30. I wake up to Connor jumping on my bed.
Okay, you know that's not true. I was belly dancing at the foot of the bed.
And that's a friendly gesture.
And it was good. And there's a video of it.
I do think
Connor
was
pretty good at belly dancing.
And at first I
tried. I think you're forgetting this is a content house.
Yeah. At first I tried. I was like, Connor, please. Like, I just want to sleep. Like, please.
I was playing Senorita by Justin Timberlake, which you know is one of my favorite songs.
I do.
Senorita.
And then I was just like, please, please. And then I think I was like, get out. And then you did get out, and then I packed a little bag, and then went to Sally Dars for like 3 days.
Jack and I went to brunch.
Yeah, we went to brunch. we did get out. We had a reservation.
Right.
At Marmalade.
You were invited? Yeah, at Marmalade. It was fun. Yeah. It was awesome.
That was when I made my petition to abolish.
Yeah, I'm fuming mad at Connor. I get an email from him, dear Brooke. Praying you'll sign this petition to abolish the American Girl Doll Cafe.
The American Girl Doll Store for using real human skin in their dolls.
It was a great bit.
Yeah, and people signed it.
Yeah, and then we realized, I guess it's like slander.
Oh, I got in so much trouble for creating a false petition about American Girl Doll Cafe.
Using
You'd be
real
shocked
babies.
That American Girl Doll fans are out for blood. And probably because they need more skin for their American Girl Doll dolls. Mm. They came for my throat.
Yeah,
you are a piece of shit for starting rumors. I'm like, listen, I am like four mimosas deep. I don't really give a shit. It was so funny though.
If you can't acknowledge the humor and using real babies as American Girl dolls, I don't know what to say to you.
It's
You're not
funny
for comedy.
Yeah,
it's funny. A comedian's job is to lie and not do background research.
Yeah, yeah. People that tell real stories.
That's one of your quotes.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, no, real stories aren't interesting. No.
So you see how you missed out.
No, I don't think I missed out. I think I missed in by going to salad bars and doing crafts all day while you guys were being.
That's another thing we did in the second. Well,
we were doing our craft.
Which
comedy.
Is right. comedy yeah. and right. out and about and being seeing and being seen.
Holding up a mirror to society.
Yes, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were so good at doing that too. I also want to flag that morning I did post a video in my underwear kind of dancing. I didn't even make it to Bulge Talk or whatever that website is that you're on.
Bulge Talk?
Well, there has to be a visible, visible bulge, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is the story of Common Room, and the way it ended was that we never said anything.
Yeah, it was a Casper ad.
Yeah, right. We put out an ad, and then we never said anything. Jack went off to Australia.
I just got on a plane.
I got my own apartment. Sally Dar had her apartment the whole time. Oh, plot twist, she never lived at Common Room. I don't know if we actually said that.
I think Connor said at one point. Yeah. I just finished school, and then I summer passed, and then I dropped out
of
school.
She would just come every day, all day.
Yeah.
Jack went to Australia. You went back to your family's house in Orange County.
For a couple months.
And then I think we were all like, oh, like maybe we'll pick it up when Jack comes back. That's why we're not saying goodbye. But it's still up and you never know. Like we haven't touched the account.
Yeah, we could post
something.
This we could post
this is sort of picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think this is the closure maybe people wanted a little bit.
I think this is
not goodbye.
No, never. Yeah.
This is
never
providing goodbye. More of an update than Sam Levinson could ever dream of putting in Euphoria.
Wow, love that full circle.
Yeah,
it's
like
a permanent will there, won't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, Emma, I know that was like a lot of info. I think Who Butted Heads the most, I assume it was me and Brooke, since we still have unsquashed beef. Yeah.
Definitively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Jack got along perfectly.
Sally Dar, something special about Sally Dar is that she literally, you don't take sides about anything ever.
She really doesn't.
She's a fence sitter.
I could intentionally run over someone's family member and you'd be like someone would be like,
you.
Can you
she always goes, I hear you.
Can you believe that Connor did that? And she'd be like, well, I mean, listen, like he's under a lot of stress right now. Like maybe his coping mechanism for stress is hitting someone's family member.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I try to understand both sides, but I will say I do always form an opinion.
But you just don't share it?
I don't share it because I think one thing that I feel like you always say, you're like, I don't know how to form an opinion. I just like take whatever you tell me, that's what I'm going to believe.
Right.
I think I have an opinion, but I just don't. I understand both sides at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always have an opinion. It just changes every 5 seconds, depending on what other people say.
Oh, yeah.
My opinion stays the same, I think.
I rarely don't have like a very polarizing opinion on stuff.
Mm-hmm. Rarely don't have.
Mm-hmm. Rarely don't have.
You don't have.
I'm struggling now to comprehend.
I often have.
I often have a very polarizing opinion on every situation.
Well, we should go back to the old common rooms at some point and just rent them out.
Yeah,
and I would just hang out.
No, that's a really good
idea. I'm banned from Airbnb.
Right.
Yeah. So one of us will just use the app
and all of its subsidiaries as well, mm-hmm. which sucks.
How many subsidiaries?
What does that include?
No. Maybe one or two.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not totally clear on the umbrella of Airbnb companies or who they're umbrellaed by.
Right.
One thing I am sure of, Rihanna's pregnant. Speaking of umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She stole the show at the Dior show.
She looks good.
She's cool.
She looks good.
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
We all, Do you want?
I was just gonna ask totally. You guys if you're ready for some hot takes.
Oh yeah.
People wrote in the hot take this week. Sally Dar, I think you brought a hot take to us today, which I'm really excited to hear.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of nervous. I said it one time on the internet, and people were like mad. This really? Was like a, I think it either was like a really, really old TikTok or like an Instagram story, and people were like, I don't believe you.
Have I heard it before?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't think so. Okay. That's before we met.
We'll save that one for last. The best one for last. We got some via email. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
First hot take that we got. A good teacher cannot be hot.
Let's discuss.
Let's unpack that. And I want to start that by saying I was a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kelsey Kreppel.
Right.
Of Kreppel Industries. The most gorgeous woman I know. Teacher.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had many hot teachers
and
were good.
Basically, if I agree with this take, it's a personal insult to you is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, you were never taught by her. So I think like with your profession, it's like the only people that can speak to your attractiveness
are your preschoolers. Okay.
Right. And they're not here. So
They're not here.
You can talk about a teacher experience you've had where someone is. I have to say really quick before we start that I had a conversation last night with somebody who said when someone is a profession that I'm working with, kind of like how like people are like, oh, a man in uniform.
Yeah.
It always ups. Like
yeah, 100%.
The person, this is not. Well, we share all the same barber, but like when someone's cutting your hair.
That's one thing that we should discuss.
Why do we do that?
Everyone gets their hair.
It doesn't make any sense.
I went yesterday. When someone's cutting your hair, it's kind of like an experience. I'm like, that's your barber.
What are you saying about Dan right now?
Well, I don't want to talk. Dan is, by the
is
way,
this
tuning
take
in.
Take about
now,
Dan? Do we think Dan?
Dan needs to be on the podcast.
I agree.
Or like
when
someone is like the chef at like a restaurant you always go to, or like. You know what I'm saying. Or like a server.
They have the power. They have the power. They're the authority figure.
Yeah, they're the expert in their specific field.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, like, is it professional for a teacher to bang a student? No, not always.
How'd you get there?
Well, because...
Yeah, that was a total pivot.
You could be a good teacher, but that would make you a bad teacher.
That's its own
hot
take.
You could be a hot teacher that doesn't bang their student.
Well, I don't know.
Well... I guess you could.
I feel like
and that's
a
point that I did.
That did not cross your mind.
Everyone should say, did everyone have a crush on a certain teacher?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, would everyone like to share their teacher crushes?
Mine was my softball coach.
Right.
I was actually really good at softball.
Didn't you see someone that reminded, what was the name? At that point, don't you remember? There was someone that we were like, you look like Mr.
Yes. Jack Phillips looks like my softball coach.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
But, I was actually pretty good at softball and was going to be on varsity. I had been on JV freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, and senior year. I was going to be on varsity. And then my softball coach, I'm not going to say his name, my softball coach, who was like in his 20s, recent graduate from my school, decided to coach intramural C team softball. And I said, see you guys. I'm heading down to C team.
I'm suddenly really bad.
And then I did that for the whole season.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta follow your heart and not your head.
Yeah.
You do anything for love.
Yeah.
Did you guys end up together?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He'll be going to jail as soon as this airs.
No, he won't.
No? How old were you?
18.
Oh.
No, we didn't.
You're lying.
We didn't end up together, unfortunately. But I will say I was giving this a lot of thought, and this is either going to be the dumbest thing I ever say in my life. Or the smartest, and it could go either way, and I want you to hold me accountable. I think it's a fact, science-wise and just research-wise, hot people get more opportunities in life.
Yes,
that is a fact.
Duh.
Yeah.
So if you're a hot person that has all these opportunities in front of you, and you choose to be a teacher, which is something that has low reward, low return, you're not getting paid a lot, truly passionate and good at what you do for the most part.
Wow.
Is that smart?
I'm loving that.
Yeah.
I'm loving that.
Yeah, because you could do a lot of things with a hot body and a hot mind.
Trust me.
And you chose to be a teacher.
You're teaching the youth of America.
You must really care.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love that.
Jack, you should be a teacher.
Should I pivot?
Because you care about people.
Yeah. Well, if you're a good person, you'd be a teacher.
Right.
Not
well, that's
an actor.
A big if.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a big if. I mean, I can't think of any hot teacher I had where I didn't have a better opinion of them because they're hot.
Okay, but can you tell us about your teacher crush?
Yeah.
Yeah, my seventh grade gym teacher, I remember her name and I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
She was just maybe the hottest person on the planet.
Uh-huh.
And it was like so insane. But I mean, she was doing gym class with middle school boys. So she like left the school after like a year.
Yeah. Oh my God. That must be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For
crying
her.
For her.
Right.
Yeah.
That's lethal.
Connor. Not because of
Ruthless.
Me.
No, you wouldn't. No. You would think. No. No.
There's one that comes to mind who objectively, like, it's hard to say. Like, I don't think like objectively she was like, I think it's more of like her being my teacher. Like what I was saying, it's like probably a psychological
right.
thing, but
right.
she was my friend's mom.
Oh.
And also my teacher.
Also a teacher?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a double
So
whammy.
I think that probably had something to do with it, but I don't.
Double
I can't
whammy.
I can't break yeah. it down. But yeah. I think that was probably.
Is the friend's mom thing like also a plus on top of?
I don't know. I mean, the fact that like you were like, think of a teacher you had a crush on. I was like, this one. And I'm like, why did I do that?
Everyone has. I think that that's a universal truth.
Mm-hmm. That everyone
if you can't immediately name like who's the teacher, then. You didn't go to high school.
Right.
It's crazy because
well,
I didn't think I was going to have one. And then I literally.
You know, everyone has one. Everyone has one.
I think up. Then you would be like, okay, who was physically like the hottest teacher I had? Instead of being like, I had this like weird attraction. Not like weird, but like I had this attraction that was magnetic to this teacher for some reason.
Right. Mm. Yeah. I think mine's a combination. I had a crush on my history teacher in high school. And what was hard is that I went to boarding school. So you like lived with the teachers. And so he was around all the time.
Whoa.
Like, so I saw him at breakfast. I saw him at lunch. I saw him during F wow. period or
off
whatever.
Off
I saw him for dinner. I saw him with his children. Like,
how
it was
startling
just,
is that a teacher off hours?
I mean, it's like weird, but also normal at the time. It's like, oh yeah, there's just my teacher
like
having dinner
him
with
after
his family.
Dinner with his kids isn't really part of the curriculum.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Well, it was important for me as, a visual
well,
learner
you're getting
to
a,
see a man with
you're
his
getting
children.
A 360 view, and I would go spend the night at my friend's house whose mom would
yes.
be living there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also
yeah.
something that
I
played
liked,
into it.
I liked my history teacher because I was very bad at U.S. history, and he would ask me the same question because he knew I knew the answer. So he'd be like, okay, like, what was, like, the kind of, like, financial system that, like, France, like, did? And I'd be like, laissez-faire, or, like, whatever, laissez-faire, yeah. I don't even
did
know
Did you say it like
means.
That?
Yeah, he would ask laissez-faire. Me, he'd be like, Salidar? Like, what's the answer? And I would just, for the entire year,
special.
The only time I spoke up is when I said laissez-faire.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. That's
that
a good
like a
that's a good technique.
Yeah, that was unsafe
make
for.
You
that's
feel.
That's a good character, Arch.
Babe, laissez-faire.
Literally, babe.
Laissez-faire,
laissez-faire.
We did not
so
engage
wait.
In any.
I think we
and
never
his kids were there.
There was no
the
extracurriculars between me and my
no one.
Teacher.
No one in this studio engaged in
extracurriculars.
With
you her. Did list a lot of things that you did with the teacher that I don't feel like are part of boarding school.
Like what?
You're like, oh, you see him in class. You see him at dinner. You
oh,
see
him
at night. You see him in the dorms.
You see him naked.
Yeah.
You see him making you dinner and breakfast in the morning. Yeah. You see the text that he's
sending.
You
see him on trips that the two of you take to an island you don't ever tell anybody about.
You see him behind bars because he
You see his wife from his closet because you're hiding because she came home early.
Yeah.
It's just a thing you do.
It's just
part of boarding school.
Boarding school's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Illusion. Teachers can be hot.
Good teachers.
Yeah.
And your hot take is wrong.
A good teacher can be hot. And in some ways, and I think it's been proven time and time again in literature and film.
Yes.
Sometimes it increases.
I'm starting to think a good teacher has to be
to the brain.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, I wouldn't. I don't know.
No, I had a lot.
Hey, I've had plenty
I'm
of
so
really
in
good.
On this take.
I had a bunch of fugly, brilliant teachers.
Ugly fucking teachers that are great.
I don't know. I just got so fired up from this conversation.
And
like
went
all
the
way
you
in.
Went the other way.
Yeah.
All you're all in. Yeah.
An ugly teacher.
You went so.
Is a shitty teacher. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Get out of my classroom.
You weren't so right. You ended up being left.
I cannot learn about calculus with your face here.
Right.
Put a bag on it.
Okay.
So,
can you like get a haircut? Come back,
Dan.
Yeah, I don't understand derivatives with that bowl cut. No teacher has a bowl cut. No, a good teacher can be hot.
Can be hot or fugly. So number two of these hot takes sent in the number two slot, and this is just like even for me, it's a crazy take.
Yeah.
The number two says Timothée Chalamet is just normal looking. Now I want to start here because I know you guys have opinions. Timothée Chalamet looks like an old haunted. like painting.
That's not normal, though.
If you agree with this opinion,
if you you clearly have
it's
strong,
for the, it has to be for the bit because it's so fucking ridiculous. Who looks like that?
No, yeah, he looks. But I think here's my question: are we saying normal in terms of like not unique? Or are we saying normal in terms of like he's not attractive?
That's how I'm perceiving.
He's a very unique looking man. Yes. We can't argue that.
If I was at that gas station next to Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood, and I'm checking out, and I turn around, and he's behind me. I'm going. I'm like gasping.
Right.
But I'm not like out
it's
of like
nightmare.
So that
Christmas.
Not normal looking then.
Not normal.
Not by any means.
Obviously, I think he's like gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think.
But even if you think he's butt ugly, still there's nothing normal about that.
He looks haunted and he looks like he needs a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he looks.
Yeah, that boy needs a snack.
Yeah.
Like, get
that's me after my magic spoon in common room.
Boy. That boy needs magic spoon that's been handled.
That's Jack staring eye to eye with his cod.
That boy needs some cod.
The red eyes.
He needs a Celsius, he needs some creatine, and he needs some cod.
This is me trying to convince myself to choke down one more piece of cod.
No, this is like what I look like when I've woken up from like a 3-day bender. This is like me walking into Brooke's room like, I'm sorry for yesterday.
Oh, God. This
it's,
is
it's just like he looks like an echoey room.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
if he was
hollow. That's
hollow.
What I meant to say.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Great cheekbones.
Yeah. No. Awesome. And awesome cheekbones.
He would have named.
Oh, you know who
house.
He looks like?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like his name could also be Edgar Allan Poe.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Right.
He's probably related to him.
I really
come to think of it.
I think that person who wrote in the hot take would be the only one to look at him and be like.
He's
normal.
He's
normal looking.
Yeah, like, you know where does she go to high? Whoever wrote that in, where do you go to high school?
And
where
like
do you go to
go.
College? Because
sign me up.
He's normal looking in the sense of like I hang out behind a 7-Eleven all the time.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
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 Anyways,
love you, Kenny.
We're not saying he's not a great actor.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that. Should he be watching?
Right. Huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge fan. Yeah. We love your sister on Sex, Lies,
and
College Girl.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, she was really good.
Love you, Colleen.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Sallydar, do you have a hot take?
Yeah, and I'm like nervous that it's not going to be that great.
No, it is.
Okay. Oh. My hot take is that I think everyone loves mayonnaise. They just don't think that they do.
I love mayonnaise.
Oh, I agree with that.
I can say as someone who used to hate mayonnaise and whose mom, like, because she took it so personally that I was doing it because I was being oppositional.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I didn't like the taste, which is like the taste itself. I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah,
I could eat a spoonful of ketchup. I can eat a spoonful of barbecue sauce.
Okay, that's a hot take. That's fucking insane.
No, I'm saying I could
that's
do
the
it.
Craziest
show
thing
us,
I've ever heard in my life.
Show us. Does anyone have ketchup?
I couldn't take a spoonful of mayonnaise now that I like it and take a bite of it.
Well,
and
that's
swallow
a texture.
It.
There is no condiment I'd want to just eat spoonfuls of. That's worse than the
mustard.
Cod.
Would be the easiest one, perhaps.
Mustard. Maybe,
I would do ketchup.
What the?
You would do ketchup before mustard? That's
a
question.
I don't like mustard.
Would you do a spoonful of ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Ketchup.
I do mustard.
I love ketchup.
I would do ketchup as well. But what I want to say
mustard has zero calories.
My mom.
Huh?
My mom.
Mustard.
Wait, what?
Yeah, mustard has zero calories. So why wouldn't
Are you switching teams?
Yeah, because we're cutting.
My mom used to put it on my sandwiches, and then after I was done, she'd be like, "There was mayonnaise on that, by the way," and I was like, "I hate you! I didn't do that," because I just like literally didn't want to eat mayonnaise.
Right?
Yeah.
It was about me. But no, mayonnaise is dope, kind of.
But every kid has like a food like that.
Every person goes through a phase where they're like, nah, fuck it, I don't like mayonnaise.
Right.
And then you always come back.
You always come back.
Yeah. You always come back.
Men come back, their lives
get worse. Once you go mayo, you can't go back.
I'm saying that as someone who's played both for both teams.
Yeah, no, I used to also not get mayonnaise as a child. And I was like, oh, it's gross.
Right.
Like, well, I don't need it. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't add anything. Wrong.
I agree that the most diehard mayo hater would eat a sandwich not knowing there's mayo in there and not think twice about it.
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
they
guys
just wouldn't know.
Well, it was sushi that did this.
Oh.
Because they have spicy mayo and like forms of mayo. Yeah. And now it's cool. Mayo's cool.
Also, mayonnaise is in so many things.
Yeah.
That like you're eating mayonnaise. Half of the time.
I have. God.
Oh shit! Oh,
my. Oh
no way!
Yeah, thank God.
Okay, I didn't say
I'll
wanted
put my
to
money
do
where
this.
My, I'm not doing the mustard.
I'll do mustard.
I'll do ketchup.
I mean, I'll do the mustard.
You're doing ketchup.
So
I don't mind.
Guys, to give.
I'm still in a nauseous place because I've been talking about the cod for so long.
Well,
to give audio only listeners.
Oh.
audio only listeners, we've now been brought a plate with four spoons and a pile of ketchup and a pile of mustard, which will now be ingested.
Oh, and it is yellow mustard. It is not my favorite Grey Poupon.
I want a Dijon.
I like a more coarse Grey Poupon. That is a very watery mustard. If the camera can get that,
more of a
that is wet.
You know,
I'm sorry we didn't have that for you guys.
It's sopping.
The mustard is more watery than the ketchup, whereas I feel like it's normally.
I'll eat it.
You're going for. What, oh, so Jack, that. Oh, whoa.
Are we not? Well,
leave some for the rest of us.
I want to describe what just happened for the audio.
Okay, I thought we were eating spoonfuls of this.
We've all four been dogging the whole time for like 30 seconds because I think it's a little bit of a panic state. But we do need to flag for the audio only listeners that we're all working on talking, passing the talking stick.
Mm-hmm. Was for the audio only listeners is Jack just went in so hard and put all of the mustard on his spoon. He was like, "Oh God!" And then,
and Brooke is now about to do.
This should be an ASMR.
We said a spoonful, and I got a spoonful. There's also a lot of mustard left. That is fucking disgusting, Connor.
You left me all the fucking watery ass mustard.
Well, you should have gone first then. Don't be a baby.
Come here, Brooke. Come here, Brooke.
Big talk.
Come have your breakfast.
The water. Can you like?
Oh, it's so hard to get onto the spoon. You would never
think
that.
Putting it on the side of it.
I know. Well, I don't have a ton of experience.
You're having trouble using the spoon.
Ooh, take that bite. Okay, I'm gonna feed it to you.
Okay, cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
I don't like mustard, though.
Oh, get in there. Ooh, she cleaned that spoon up.
I actually liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Brooke
mustard's
is
easy to
Brooke
get down.
Brooke, how was it?
Did you like it?
Are you having an easy time swallowing it all?
And let me just give you some liquid death.
Okay, well, it's your turn.
You seem like you're doing just fine.
I actually sort of
you know what?
Did.
You know what? Just to get in here because I...
Oh, you're doing both?
I'm playing for both teams here.
Jesus Christ.
You guys have left me all the fucking watery ass shit.
Get in, Sally Dark.
Okay.
How was that, Connor?
Ew.
For our audio listeners, Connor just put all of it, water included, in his mouth.
Any water left?
Oh, no. No.
There's an aftertaste that's hitting me.
Well, and I would just
that's
like to...
That's vomit-inducing. I wanted to sort of like put on a face there, but that was horrible.
Yeah, Sally, I'm having a hard time looking at that
this
right now.
So. It was fine. Ew, but I have no choice but to get some ketchup, and I didn't even want to
do
the ketchup.
I'm gagging a little bit.
I am having a hard time.
You look like you're about to vomit.
No, I'm okay. Why?
Ew.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So it's something I discovered. Whoa, you're going to drop it. Something that I discovered is that this does induce bowel movements very quickly.
Right.
It could be.
Maybe that was the whole problem.
Acidity. Mm-hmm. How is it, Salidar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's.
Oh, I thought that was going to be projectile.
I thought
that
too.
Was a little bit of a wet one.
Okay, I'm good.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
It keeps like coming back up in the back of my throat.
So I'm just going to move directly forward because something happened. Salidar's crying and like this is ending.
Are you crying?
I'm okay.
That was
no, I'm good. Hey guys,
I'm
good. We're
I'm
back.
Trying not to talk
too much.
I'm scared of it.
Well,
so
all I have in my stomach is some coffee.
Yeah, me too.
And ditto. So it's ketchup, mustard, and coffee, black coffee.
Oh yeah.
I have a question really quick, and then I think we should probably start letting everybody go home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I posted my story the other day that I brushed my teeth in the shower.
Okay.
And I got like a bunch of people that were like, "What? Ew." Why is that gross to anyone? I'm conserving water. I'm in there, and I really like being in the shower. It's kind of like a human car wash, mm-hmm. especially if you're not, like the whole time bathing. You're just kind of enjoying it, like a standing up hot tub. And my crew here for audio only is all visibly having trouble holding back whatever's happening in their stomach.
Everyone is drinking my water.
I'm shaking. Well, yours is the only one with liquid in it.
I didn't expect that to be the experience that it was.
I was trying to change the subject so hard, but if you guys...
No. I want to hear... You know what? You know what? You brushing your teeth in the shower, you know what it reminds me of?
Huh.
A 12-year-old girl who read about it online somewhere, read it, saw it in a book, and is like, you know what? This is going to be kind of a cute, quirky thing to do. And then at sleepovers, everybody's like, oh, wow, she's unique.
You do a lot of, like, rom-com meet-cute stuff.
Like what else?
Like eating the baguette and hoping Will Ferrell notices you.
Yeah.
Like brushing your teeth in the shower, like sitting on the bench and, like, looking into the sky. You know,
I have a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
I think that it's primarily gross because the shower water's hot and you're brushing your teeth with hot water.
Don't you like
to brush your teeth
maybe
with cold water?
Cold
you don't put like a little bit of water in your mouth when you're in the shower?
I don't brush my teeth with the said water.
Well, but you do shower beers.
I'm discovering a lot about myself here. I do shower beers. I actually have a Yeti cooler in my shower to sit on because I don't have a bench in my shower. So I sit there. I do anything I want to. I get a beer out of my Yeti cooler. I brush my teeth.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you have sensitive teeth? Like, does cold water, like, do you like ice water or do you like room temperature water?
I don't put ice in my water.
And there you go.
I do have sensitive teeth, too.
Here, can I say this? Hot take. People that are sensitive to ice water, Jack is saying that he's going to throw up.
Ice water.
I would just sidebar Jack just whispered to me that he is going to throw up.
Okay.
But like, just finish my thought.
I'm still on the mustard. I'm sorry. That was like so crazy.
If you throw up, I'm going to definitely throw up.
Yeah, and I'll
That'd be a great way to end an episode. I'm just saying.
Oh, stop burping.
Imagine an audio-only vomit.
Could you hear my burp when I did that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, audio-only.
People that have...
like the worst ASMR ever. I'm just gagging into the mic.
People that have sensitive teeth and don't like ice cold water are maybe more likely to brush their teeth in the shower. Oh. They like the warm water.
I am so lost. Time to get to the bottom of this sensitivity thing.
Okay, guys.
I can't look at Jack. He's making me want to be sick.
On account of everyone being extremely nauseous, I think we're going to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Jack and Sally Dar, thank you guys so much
for coming on.
Oh, and thank you for
having
me.
It was the time of my life. I would do it all over again.
2 weeks in a row. Ketchup mustard. Guys, where can everybody find you really quick?
Oh, on TikTok, I'm Jack Martin. On Instagram, I'm Real Jack Martin.
Because there's no other.
Right.
There can't be any fakes.
Yeah, no fakes.
And on NBC's La Brea.
And on NBC's La Brea, season two.
Yep. TikTok and Instagram, I am Sally Dar Griffin. Letterboxd for all my film bros. Sally Dar. Twitter, Sally Dar. Sally Dar Griffin Art for knitwear.
And you're a Snapchat queen, too.
And Snapchat. I'm at Sally Dar. Uh-huh. And YouTube, Sally Dar Griffin. Yeah.
And if you want to watch, Sally Dar made these amazing vlogs of our time in Common Room. If you want to go watch her YouTube videos.
If you want to see the gooey knife, the molded pita bread, if you want to see
both houses are in there.
Yep.
Jack getting the role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooke.
Me and Connor fighting.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to say Brooke and I fighting. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Smash that motherfucking subscribe button, like, comment, email us.
Mm hmm.
Follow us on everything, BNC, MAP, and I love you.
And ditto.
Goodbye. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.